Fatal. The new movie, Extraordinary Measures, opening around the country this weekend, focuses on a father's quest to find a treatment for Pompe disease, a rare and often fatal disorder that disables the heart and muscles. Federal. Shippers who feel that they are being overcharged have the right to appeal to the federal government's Surface Transportation Board for rate relief, but the process is expensive, time-consuming, and will work only in truly extreme cases. Horizontal. I think it will help us on the edge, and the horizontal stretch of the defense will give us another outlet to be able to get the ball and make opponents defend the whole field. Hysterical. I don't think there are more tiny terrors these days, but word spreads so much more quickly, and there are so many more hysterical voices that I feel buffeted by airwaves of fear. Imperial. The study was done by outbreak specialists from Imperial College London and from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Industrial. Even today, in our industrial life, apart from certain values of industriousness and thrift, the intellectual and emotional reaction of the forms of human association under which the world's work is carried on receives little attention as compared with physical output. Memorial. There is the Royal Shakespeare Company, which presents superb productions of the plays at the Shakespeare Memorial Theater on the Avon. Neutral. This is why the more neutral term substance is now used by many physicians and psychologists. Scapegoat. The Fed has become a congressional scapegoat for assorted economic frustrations. 1.2% unemployment, expensive rescues of fragile financial institutions, outsized Wall Street bonuses, and the crisis itself.